But tonight I want to talk about three topics of Halachot Shabbat: Boneh v'Soter, Ohel, and Makah v'Patish. Which is all three of them are very, very complicated. The Boneh v'Soter means that to build and to destroy. Ohel means to build, to make a tent. Makah v'Patish is to finish off something that you started. If I have to talk slower, then we won't finish the whole halachot here. Okay, I'll try. I will try then. Okay, boneh is. I understand. I will try. Okay. Boneh is one of the lamed melachot. Again, boneh means to build. Soter means to destroy. Ohel means to have a tent. Makah v'Patish means to finish off. If I use any of these four words, everybody should know what I'm talking about. Okay, boneh, to build, is considered one of the lamed tet melachot, is considered one of the 39 melachot of Shabbat, and Makah v'Patish also is connected to melacha of boneh, of building, and it could be also by itself is a melacha. In order to understand the halacha of boneh, binyan, to build, is two ways to build something: the binyan kavua and binyan arai. To build something which is permanent, and you have a building which is not permanent, and makes a big difference if we understand what's considered permanent, what's not considered permanent. In a simple way to understand what binyan means, if somebody builds even a little bit of a binyan, let's say you take a hammer and you put a nail in a wall and connect two pieces together, that's considered a binyan. You are over on the Isur Midoraita. In other words, if you take a nail and hook something on the wall, put a nail inside the wall, that's considered a binyan, and is you are over on the Isur of the Torah. Therefore, that takes us, if somebody wants to hang a door, or wants to hang a window, or hang a curtain on the wall, That's Asur. One is not allowed to do that on Shabbat, because in any of these three things, if you want to hang them, you have to use hammer or needle or a nail or anything like that. Therefore, it becomes a problematic. But let's say you have a curtain fell down. If the way to put it back is very simple, just hang it there, just put it back there without using any nail or any screws, then you are allowed to do that. But if by doing that you need to use a screws or nail, then you are not allowed to do that. Using in anything, if you have to use screws, then it's problematic. It's not much asur to do that. In other words, if you have what really comes to play, if you have a baby carriage and you want to put the baby carriage together, in order to do that, you have to screw two pieces together. That's also, the one is not allowed to do that. That's considered part of building something, which is that's considered permanent binyan. If you have a bookcase, part of the shelf of the bookcase came off, and you have to put it back. If that putting back is also, you need to use screws to put it back, that also is prohibited. One is not allowed to do that. But if you put if the way to put that shelf back is just push it in, then you are allowed to do that. But if you have to take a hammer and screw the screwdriver to put it back, then it's assured to do this. Using a Velcro, if you have to hang something on the wall and using a Velcro, that also is considered Isur Binyan. The reason is because the Velcro is something that when people use them, they use them for such a long time, and that's considered, it comes to the category of a binyan, and thus asur. But today, Bizman Hazeh, there are a lot of plates that they make for the kids that under it is Velcro. In order for the kids to eat on table, they made a Velcro under their plate. When you put them on the table, stick there. That you are allowed to use. That's not a problem. The reason it's not a problem is because when you pick it was made to pick them up and put them down. It's not considered a binyan. Magnets, everybody has magnets on their refrigerator. Have pictures on the magnet. You are allowed to take them out and put them back. That's not a problem. Because also it's not considered part of the magnet, it's not part of the refrigerator, and it's not a problem. You could take them back and put them back again. If you have pictures that are hung on the wall, and somebody comes to your house, you want to take the pictures down, you want to show them, you are allowed to take them down and put them back, as long as the nail is on the wall. You don't have to put the nail, take the nail out and put the nail back. But if you have to show the picture, we want to take down the picture, you have to take the nail out and put the nail back, that is asur, you are not allowed to do that. Swing. Sometimes people have swings that they put them by their doorway. They put them up, they take them down. You are allowed to use them on Shabbat, even though that you have to hook them up to the door. It becomes part of the building. That's not a problem. You are, because the way it was made is to take them up and put them down. It's not a problem. You are allowed to use them. Now, the next thing I want to talk about, a lot of people had this problem. If you have your mezuzah fell down on Shabbat, if the case falls down, you are not allowed to put them back. But if the mezuzah falls down, the mezuzah in the parchment inside falls down, that you are allowed to just put it back. The reason is like this: the case, when the case comes down, you have to put them back. Once you put them back, that becomes part of the building and that's part of the bonnet. But the mezuzah is not part of anything. When you put the mezuzah back, you are not hooking anything up. You're just adding to what is part of the binyan already. And therefore, you are allowed to do that. If you have a window, the window broke on Shabbat, and you have to take the pieces out, you are not allowed to do that. And because again, there's inyan of taking the pieces of the window that broke, by taking them out is soter. As I said before, the binyan and boneve soter. Soter means that you are taking, and you are destroying something. If there is a window there is a window that broke, taking the pieces out, you are cutting off something from the building, and you are not allowed to do that. But if it's dangerous to leave it like that, you have kids around, you don't want to leave them all Shabbat, you are allowed to take them out by non-Jew, or you have to take them off kelachariat, not in a directed way. Okay, the next halacha, also very practical. A lot of people had this question before, and there's a lot of details to this. Pay attention. If you have your sink blocked on Shabbat, or you have a bathroom, right, and you have to open them on Shabbat, if the sink or your bathroom is losing a little water, in other words, when you flush, the water goes out a little bit, then you are allowed to use a plunge to open them up. Then your sink also in the kitchen, you are allowed, if the water still goes but takes time, then you are allowed to use a plunger to take them out. And also one is allowed to use a liquid drainer to clear it up. But if it's blocked so hard that the plunger would not help, is asur midorata to use snake. You are not allowed to do that. You are not allowed to open the sink from the bottom to take everything else out. That all is considered isur midorata to do something like that. But there are a lot of kitchens, people have a filter sitting inside their sink. You are allowed to take that filter out, empty it out, and put it back. That you are allowed to do. If one has spoon that bent it, one is not allowed to straighten it up on Shabbat. That goes to the category of makab patish. Makab patish means something that you finish off. In other words, before you couldn't use it, and you have to straighten it up to make it usable. That's considered makab patish. Therefore, if you have a spoon, fork, knife, anything like that bent, and you want to straighten it up, you are not allowed to do that on Shabbat. The isur of binyan not necessarily goes to the building itself, also could apply to other things. For instance, if let's say you have young children, you want to make airplane or boat with papers, you are not allowed to do that on Shabbat. Or let's say you want to put napkins on your table, and you want to make them in a beautiful shape, you are not allowed to do that on Shabbat. That also looks like a binyan. But if you want just to put them nicely without making any shape out of them, that you are allowed to do. But if any shape comes out of this napkins, that's considered a binyan, looks like a binyan, and one should not do that. Same thing. One is not allowed to make snowman, right? If it snows here, right? As we said before, the snow by itself is not considered a mukseh, but building something with them, that you are not allowed to do. Because again, domel binyan looks like building something. Now, anything that causes for two things to be put together, like screws, crazy glue, nails, anything like that, you are not allowed to use them on Shabbat, because if you, even though that you have in your mind, you're just putting it for an hour or two until after Shabbat, because these things are the derech klal, are used for a long term, therefore one is not allowed to use them on Shabbat. Also, taking a nail out or taking off a crazy glue from something that's considered a soter, that also you are not allowed to do that. If you want to put two things loosely, right, you are allowed to do that if the derech of that object, the derech klal normally, is not put loose. In other words, if you have two things you want to put them loosely, always you put them loosely. Then you are allowed to do that on Shabbat. But if the way that object works, you always have to put them strong, then even though that you want to put them loosely, it doesn't work. It has to be, the derech has to be, that always, even during the week, you put them loosely. And there was, if something is, I'm going to give an example. The example would be, if you have your glasses, right? Your glasses fell off, or the handle fell off, and you have to put them back. There is screw up here that you have to put them back. The derech normally, when people have these screws here, you have to put them so strongly, so tight, to stay there. But you say to yourself, you know what, on Shabbat I'm not allowed to do that. I'm going to put them loosely. That doesn't work. Even though that you put them loosely, still it's asur to do that on Shabbat. But if you have the glasses itself, the glass came off, and you have to put them back, if normally there is a screw that you have to unscrew to put the glasses back, you are not allowed to do that on Shabbat. But if you just push them in, no, during the week also, just pushing in goes in, then you are allowed to do that on Shabbat. If the handle of a glass came off, glasses came off, you are not allowed to use a plaster to put them back. Because plaster also is considered something that people use them for a permanent use, and then one is not allowed to use them on Shabbat. Now, if you have a table has pieces, you want to put the extra piece on your table on Shabbat, or you want to take a piece out, you are allowed to do that. Or if, let's say, you have your child's bed, piece of it came off, you are allowed to put them back. The reason for those that are mutar is not a permanent thing. And also, you don't have to use any screws or any nail, or you don't use any screwdrivers to do that. You just push them in, therefore it's mutar to do that. Using, playing with logo on Shabbat. The logo, the way it works normally is, when you put something in, first of all, are pictures that you make, and also when you put them in very steady to stay there. It's not loose. There's a big machloket haposkim that if one allowed to use logo on Shabbat or no, the haposkim says mutar, the haposkim that says asur. The first part for Sephardim is a problem of mukse, right? If a child is over 13 years old, should not play with any of their toys or logo or anything like that. It's concerned mukse only for Sephardim. Ashkenazim are allowed to do that, it's not a problem. But using a logo, if somebody wants to be mekel to use them, is not a problem. But I just want to notify you, there are poskim that they say is asur to do that. If you want to be mekel, you could be mekel, it's not a problem to play with it on Shabbat.
Sorry? For the adults with the kids also?
Yes. I'm talking about playing with toys, I'm talking about adults. For children, anything is mutar. As long as before age of 13 or 12, anything for them is fine. For adults, I'm talking about adults playing logo, if you want to be maker to do it, it's not a problem. If you have... all the questions. What? Adults could play logos on Shabbat if they want to. If you have two, they are, today they have baby carriages that they made of two parts. In other words, let's say you have two kids, you want to put them inside a baby carriage. You could use one part or you could use two parts. Now on Shabbat, let's say you have only one child, you use one part, then if you have two, you want to hook up the other one in there to use for both of them. If you have to use screws to put them back together, you are not allowed to do that on Shabbat. If it just hooks in, and when you put them in, they push in, they stay together very easily, then you are allowed to do that, it's not a problem. If somebody wants to make a bed made of balloons, right? They have this, there are bed, you blow them in and they become a bed. What's the name?
Air mattress.
Air mattress, very good. Okay. Air mattresses on Shabbat, you are not allowed to do that. That's considered mamash making, that you are bone, you are building something, and you are not allowed to do that. The same thing, making balloons on Shabbat also is asur. You are not allowed to do that too.
If you don't tie,
just playing like that is not a problem. But if you have to tie them and stay for a long time, that's a problem. Now, using watches on Shabbat, there's a lot of different types of watches, and also there are different ways of using a watch. First of all, if you have a watch that's not working, then you cannot do anything with it. That's considered, if you fix it up, that's considered a makaba patish, and you are not allowed to do that. Now today, most of the watches work with battery, and any watch that works with battery cannot touch it. It's very simple. You could wear it, it's not a problem by wearing it, but you cannot touch them to fix them, to put the timer on, or to put or to change the time, or to make it forward or backward. Nothing, cannot touch them. Therefore, the whole Indian, the whole story with using watches, today Bizman Azeh is a much less problem because everything works with battery, and therefore one is not allowed to work with them or to touch them in any form or shape. You have also today, you have kids play with their cars, toy cars. The toy cars, if they work with batteries, they're sure to use them on Shabbat, obviously. But there are toy cars that they work with spring. And there was, you push them, they go for a while. They are allowed to use that. If they want, the kids want to play with that, it's not a problem. The same thing with baby swing. If you have a baby swing that it doesn't work with a battery, it works with a spring, that also you are allowed to use that on Shabbat, is not a problem. Again, any halacha, by the way, I just want to notify everybody, every halacha that I said past 5 weeks, there are people, they might tell you it's asur, might people tell you it's mutar, things that I said is mutar, somebody might say it's asur, things that I said is asur, somebody might tell you it's mutar. Halachot Shabbat is something that there are opinions, mikaseh el kaseh, right? People might, anything, somebody is going to tell you is mutar, somebody says going to tell you is asur. For whatever this, that points at this string thing, people might tell you is asur. And there are people that say is asur. Or the other things, by using a plunge on Shabbat, somebody might tell you is asur. But this, whatever I'm telling you here is the opinion of more Rova Poskim. And I'm trying to bring all the Poskim, basically I go based on Rav Shlomo Zalman, Ayubach Zatzal, Rav Eliashiv, Mishnah Berurah, Chazonish, and Rav Moshe Feinstein. Basically, for Ashkenazim and for Sephardim, basically, according to Rav Avad Yosef, Kefachayim and Rav Ben Ishchai. These are the poskim that we go by, and again, there's a big machloket between Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Rav Eliashiv. And one of them says like this, one of them says the other way. Therefore, anything that you hear here, and what I'm saying here, that you might hear it otherwise, or vice versa. Making an ohel, building or making a tent, that counts is a tolda of melechet boneh. Making a tent is part of making a binyan, and is asur if somebody makes a tent which is permanent, is asur min haTorah. This, the idea of the ohel comes to play with few different things, which is very applicable. One, first of all, people have in their porches, they have canopies, right? That you roll them open and then you close them up. You are allowed to use them on Shabbat, it's not a problem. As long as the canopy was there before Shabbat, you just want to open them up and close them back, it's not a problem. It's not a problem of ohel. The same thing with baby carriages. Baby carriages also, they have a canopy. You open them up, you close them down. It's not a problem. The baby carriages also, they have umbrellas on them. If it was hooked up before Shabbat, you are allowed to open them up and you are allowed to close them also, it's not a problem. But anything else, if any of these three things that I said, if they weren't there before Shabbat, and it was not hooked to your porch before Shabbat, or it was not hooked to the baby carriage before Shabbat, then you are not allowed to hook them up and open them up. That is the mamash asur. You're starting a binyan and destroying it on Shabbat, which is not a proper thing to do. One is not allowed to make a hohel, making a tent, to protect you from rain or protect you from sun. That's not a proper thing. So the best example of that, using umbrella. Which is umbrella is asur to use it on Shabbat, which even if the umbrella was open me'erev Shabbat, before Shabbat, one is not allowed to pick them up and use it on Shabbat. The same thing, if you put four posts down in your yard and put a sheet on top of the post, you are not allowed to sit under it on Shabbat because you are making a hohel. Also, the kids, when they play for playing purposes, they put or they put four things and they put their sheet up, that's also considered ohel. A parent should stop them, should teach them not to do that. using a folding table, one is allowed to do that, even though when you open the folding table, you are making an ohel also. Because under the table, there's a space, right? The reason is mutar, because nobody uses that space to sit there or for any other purpose. That's why it's mutar to do that. One is allowed to use a broom to sweep the floor on Shabbat. It's not the part. As long as the floor is paved. Paved floor, you are allowed to use that, to use the broom and clear up your... the broom that you use, it cannot be wet. I know they have to be spoke about the Al-Hab Sechita before. Broom is only a dry broom to sweep the floor. That's the only thing you are allowed to do that. Using baseball to take a hose and hook them up to your faucet on Shabbat, there's in two ways. One way is mutar, one way is asur. If you have a hose that you want to bring it inside your house, in your kitchen or your bathroom, let's say you want to take a water from one bedroom to another bedroom or to a bathroom to another bathroom, bring a hose, put them up, that you are allowed to do. But you cannot put a hose outside. You are not allowed to hook up a hose to your faucet outside, even though that you are not going to use it. You are not allowed to attach the hose to the outside faucet. But the reason, the difference is because inside, when you hook up a hose, the hose never stays there for a long time. Outside, when people put their hoses up, they stay there for a long time and they are attached to the building. Attached to the building is considered part of a binyan, and therefore one is not allowed to use them. If you have a bed, a baby bed, that you want to fold them and open them up, you are allowed to do that as long as there's no screws involved. But if you have to unscrew something and put the screws back, that you are not allowed to do. The same thing, if you have to make them higher or lower, right? Change the level of the bed, you are allowed to do that as long as you don't have to use screws. Now, if somebody needs to use a needle on Shabbat, in other words, you need to use a string to use a syringe to use a needle on Shabbat, if the syringe was used already, you are allowed to hook up a needle to it and use it on Shabbat. But if the syringe never was used, you cannot use it for the first time on Shabbat. That you are not allowed to do. But again, if somebody has to use that, it has to be somebody that's really much sick to do that. Can't just and also that was Rahman, somebody is a diabetic. They need to use that needle on Shabbat. They are allowed to do that for that purpose. We said also before that one is allowed to make ice on Shabbat. The ice, even though the ice becomes different shapes, you are allowed to put them and make the ice as long as the ice is used on Shabbat. Cannot put them Shabbos afternoon for Masai Shabbat or Sunday morning. That's to be when you put them in, you have to know for a fact that you are going to use them on Shabbat. Women that they want to make to braid their hairs on Shabbat, that's also so one is not allowed to do that. To braid the hairs on Shabbat, that's considered is bone, is domel le bone ve soter. In other words, you cannot open it and do it, and you cannot do it. Even with your sheitels, one is not allowed to braid their hairs on Shabbat and do it also. That's also a sort to do that. even if somebody wants to, let's say you are not covering your hair, and you just want to make the hair nicely, if you use any utensil to do that, that also is assur to do that on Shabbat. But if somebody use their hands to do that, that's mutar to do that, it's not a problem. If you have a shaitol, the shaitol is so messed up that it cannot be used. The only way it could be used, if you play with it somehow, make it usable, that's assur, you are not allowed to do that also on Shabbat. If you have to use a spray on your hair or on your shaitol, that also is assur to use any of these things on Shabbat. The reason for the spray also is, when you put a spray on the hair, that also makes the hair to stand longer, and it also looks like a binyan, looks like you are building something. Okay, now the next few alachot, I'm going to talk about using cans, open different cans on Shabbat, and using a milk carton on Shabbat, also opening potato chips bags and everything else. I'm going to try to cover most of the alachot, which is regarding this alacha also, that before I explain everything, is big machloket about this also. A lot of some people are going to say yes, some people are going to tell you no, some people are going to say it's mamash asur to do that, some people are going to say it's mutar to do that. That's also the big machloket between the poskim, which depends who you ask, and if you hear it otherwise, just be careful that somebody's mind is going to, whatever I'm going to tell you, somebody's going to tell you something else. First of all, if you have a soda cans, right? The soda cans are made in a way that you push them in. You open it up, push them in, and drink the soda. There are some people say, is as Rav Eliashiv holds, is asur to open it on Shabbat. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach holds, is mutar to open it on Shabbat. Right? The reason Rav Eliashiv says asur is also a problem of chotech. You are cutting it also on Shabbat. He holds this is a problem. Rav Shlomo Zalman holds, is mutar. Now, first of all these things, all this halachot of using cans, bottles, or milk cartons, any of these things, the best thing is not to use them on Shabbat, or try to open them before Shabbat. That's the best possible thing to do. If somebody is stuck somewhere and forgot to do it, you have no food to eat on Shabbat, then you have to deal with the halachot. But lechatechila, because there are so many different arguments and machloket about this, the best thing is not to get involved with this. Don't put yourself into a situation that you have to make a decision. Should I do it? Shouldn't I do it? Should I open it? Shouldn't I open it? Maybe the guest in your house would not eat it. There are some people, they say, Mamush is from the oraita to do that. Therefore, you're putting ourselves in this situation, the best thing is not to do that. The reason I'm telling you this halachot, only lechatechila should do it before. If somebody forgot to do it before Shabbat, you are stuck, you have nothing else to do, then you need this halachot to follow. So therefore, I don't think anybody is going to get to a situation, if you don't use a soda can on Shabbat, you are going to, you have nothing to drink. If you have, you have a soda, don't use a soda can. If there's not an emergency that you have to use a soda can, the only emergency would be that, let's say somebody has a medical situation, they have to have a soda. It could be some people have a stomachache, they need a caffeine, and the only thing that they have available is soda can. Then you are allowed to be maker, like Rav Shlomo Zalman, to open it up. But the chatechila one should not do it. Also, there is an understanding out there that if somebody wants to use a milk curtain or a can, make a hole in them. This making a hole somewhere in the can is a bigger problem than opening it up. It's better to open it up and not to make a hole in any part of it. Why? Because when you make a hole in a can, you are destroying something. You are destroying soter. You are violating another al-Khab Shabbat. Therefore, if somebody has, you are in a situation that you have to use a can, then follow the guidelines of the halakha without making a hole in them, any part of it, because by doing that, you are violating halakha fatira, which is destroying a can or a curtain or anything like that on Shabbat. That would be a problem. There are people might tell you it's better to make a hole, and I'm just telling you, the big poskim hole that is a mama sha'ila of satira of destroying the keli on Shabbat. Now there is another different type of a can, like tuna fish cans. Today they have that. When you open them up, you pull them back, right? Don't push them down. You pull them back. There's also that. Also the same achlok dad the one. Yesh muslim, yesh matirim. Some say it's asur to use them. Some people say it's mutar to do that. Now, if you use, let's say you're opening a tuna fish can on Shabbat, you have to empty everything out. And there was, even if you are naked and you want to open it on Shabbat, then you cannot leave anything in there. You have to take everything out and then use it and then throw that away. But if you are going to use that can for future use, then everybody holds that's asur to use them on Shabbat. There are also the beer bottles that you have to turn the top and open them up. That everybody holds is mutar, it's not a problem to use that. That you are allowed to open. Now, what about opening? You have a pair of potato chips, coffee, or any kind of a bag. You are allowed to open any of these things on Shabbat as long as you don't open them up in a proper way. And if you have a potato chip, open in the middle. Or if you have a coffee, you want to open up coffee, cut it somewhere that is not in a normal way that you would do it during the week. Then it's not a problem at all. Or you have today also, you have let's say you have a yogurt or you have a cheese and there's an aluminum cover on top. You have to pull them back. That's not a problem. You are allowed to take those off. It's fine. If let's say you have a can that there's a hole in top of juices, you have to put the straw in there. Those also you are allowed to use them on Shabbat. Even though that you're making a hole, when you put the straw in there, there's not a problem. You could use those also on Shabbat. The important issue that again is a big machloket is those bottles that when you open them up the ring fell down. That's where the big machloket is. Now those also are divided to two parts. One is if you have the top made of a metal or you have the top made of plastic. If the top, the cap. Thank you. The cap made of the metal, and the ring is also in metal. Then Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says one should not open them up on Shabbat. If it's made of plastic, then he holds that you are allowed to open them up on Shabbat. The reason for that is because he says by opening the metal one is a she'elaf makabe patish, because when they made it in a way that the only way you are allowed to use that bottle is to open that metal part. But the plastic, he says, is not considered part of the can or the bottle, and therefore he says you are allowed to do that. Again, these two, the same thing Rav Ovadia Yosef holds, that you could open them up is not a problem. Either the metal, the plastic, the cans, everything he holds is mutar to open. There's none of them is a problem. But the chatechila in America, one should follow the guidelines of Rav Moshe Feinstein, which is, was the Morad Atraf America. One should follow his guidelines and should not open any of these cans or bottles on Shabbat. L'chatechila, if it's not Shat HaDechag, then if you have a Shat HaDechag, then you have to use your judgment. If you can't find something else, fine. If not, then it could be somech on the mekilin, on those that they say are lenient, and you could use them, you could open them up on Shabbat. Now question.